Social workers are the Cinderella profession. They're underpaid, they're overworked, they have far too many cases often to manage. Many local authorities struggle with high vacancy rates. Many local authorities employ agency workers. Too often inexperienced social workers are having to deal on the very front line with very tough cases. They would like more support. They would like more training. We need to create a better environment for social workers. We need to take a few key steps, in my view. One is incentivize experienced social workers to stay on the front line instead of becoming managers. That's something we've done in other professions, take teaching, where we've incentivized expert teachers to stay in the classroom rather than necessarily just see their career path as becoming head teachers or senior managers. We need to do that in social work. We need to improve recruitment into social work. Again, take teaching as an example. Just this week, the government launched a fast-track recruitment program. They've launched golden handshakes. They've nationally advertised for people to come into education. What an inspiring profession it is. And I applaud all of that, but we need to see the same kind of initiative in social work, and we need to see it urgently. We need to free up social workers from paperwork. Again, the government have taken initiatives in other areas. Take the police, where civilians do more and more of the paperwork so that police can be on the front line, exactly what you and I would want them to be doing and what they want to do. It's the same for social workers. Instead, they spend too much time back in the office with paperwork, and even when they're out of the office, there's an emphasis on form filling. They're often provided with laptops or other technology so that they can do all the administration that goes with their job, rather than focus on what they really want to do, which is the children they work with.
And you've also called for a professional body that would allow social workers to have a collective voice.
Well, there are organisations like Unison and the British Association of Social Workers that have been standing up for social workers and have been trying to develop this profession over many years. And, you know, I take nothing away from their work. And they need, I think, now to come together with government, with real backing from government, to form an even stronger professional body, perhaps a collaboration of organisations that will raise the voice of social workers, the standing of social workers, put them on a par with other professions like nursing, like doctors, like police, actually start a campaign to increase their pay and improve their conditions and tackle some of these problems like high stress in the workplace due to overwork. You know, and I'm not someone, I think it's easy to accuse those of us who are saying today we need to move on and support social workers of being apologists for what happened in the Baby P case. We should not tolerate failure. And we should identify the people responsible. And in many cases, of course, social workers will have been involved where a child dies if they're on the at-risk register. And that was certainly the case with Baby P. But all around the country, there are social workers who want to do a good job, who are doing a good job and could do an even better job if they had support from government. And I'm only asking for the kind of support that other professions have.
Lord Laming has said that we've had the necessary changes in the law now, and it's within our capability to have the best child protection services in the world. Is that your view?
Over the last 30, 40 years in Britain, the number of child deaths has been coming down significantly. And you might say, well, of course it has. Well, actually, in America, child deaths have been going up. Last year, there were 29,000 children identified as being at risk, and that's a very serious decision by social workers and other professionals, and it reflects a very serious situation for those children. That's 29,000, and there were 68 deaths. Now, of course, that's 68 deaths too many, but I think we have to keep a sense of proportion. We will have to accept that if parents are absolutely determined to kill their children, then we won't always be able to prevent that. But we can and must do more to prevent these deaths. We can bring the numbers down further. I agree with Lord Laming. Some of his recommendations are frankly just common sense. There's not enough humility in this report to recognise the responsibility that he and the government and others share with local authorities and social services departments to get better. But no, he's made some good recommendations today. I'm pleased that Ed Balls has accepted those in full. Things like information sharing amongst professionals, we need to improve that. It was a problem in the Baby P case. And now we must move on. But the key thing, not government task forces, not the heavy boots of Whitehall and the shrill voices of politicians, point scoring, work with this profession now. Don't do unto it. Do it with the profession, and let's get on and make our children even safer.